Graduation for Students with Disabilities, a Parent Guide. Funding for the Supporting Language Access in Schools project in Missouri, provided by the Missouri Developmental Disabilities Council, was supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S., Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $1,361,246, with 100% funding by ACLHHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of, nor an endorsement, by ACLHHS or the U.S. government. Do students with disabilities have to meet the same graduation requirements as other students? Not always. Graduation requirements for students with disabilities may be adjusted to meet their individual needs. While some students earn a standard diploma, others may follow a modified path that still allows them to complete high school successfully. What determines how a student with a disability will graduate? The Individualized Education Program, IEP team, which includes parents, educators, and the student determines the student's path to graduation. This decision is based on the student's strengths, needs, and post-secondary goals, the type and severity of the disability, progress on academic standards and IEP goals, what types of diplomas or exit options might be available. Graduation options vary by state, but commonly include standard divided by regular diploma. The student meets all general education requirements, possibly with accommodations. Modified diploma or certificate of completion. The student completes coursework based on modified standards, often tailored to their IEP. These may not meet college entry requirements, but still show achievement. Who decides which graduation option is best? The IEP team, with input from the student and family, makes this decision. Planning usually starts by age 14 to 16 as part of the transition services in the IEP. It is important to review graduation options early. Understand how each path affects future opportunities. Revisit the decision regularly during high school. Can a student switch graduation paths? Yes, graduation plans should be reviewed at least once a year. If the student's performance, goals, or abilities change, the IEP team can adjust the graduation path accordingly. What's the impact of different diploma types? Each option can affect the student's future plans. Standard diploma, usually required for college, military, or competitive employment, modified or IEP diploma, may be accepted by some trade schools or supported employment programs, but may not meet traditional college admissions criteria. Certificate of attendance, completion, recognizes effort and growth, but does not equal a diploma. How can parents support their child through this process? You play a key role in helping your child succeed. You can ask the school to explain all diploma or exit options. Encourage your child to express their future goals. Help your child explore career, college, or training interests. Attend and participate in all IEP and transition meetings. Make sure the graduation plan aligns with your child's strengths and long-term goals. What happens if my child stays in school past age 18? Students with disabilities have the right to special education services through age 21 until they receive a diploma, whichever comes first. If your child needs more time to develop academic, vocational, or life skills, they may continue to receive support even after their peers graduate. How can I get help in my language? Request interpreter services at your child's school or the school district's office. Request translated written information if needed. Information available to all parents in the school district should be available to you as well. Tip for families: don't be afraid to ask questions. Request that the school explain how graduation decisions are made and how those decisions affect your child's future. Graduation should reflect your child's individual progress and potential. Every student's journey is unique, and the goal is for your child to leave high school with the skills, confidence, and support they need to move forward.